I just watched a funny game, you know, compared to other games that's going on in the county. So I think it's like Bodorn, like they could have came and parked the bus, but they decided to have a go, and I suppose the scoreline reflected that. But listen, they could have came and parked the bus, and we probably would have beat them anyway, playing that defensive game. But we're used to playing, we played all defensive games all year, so
that was nice
to get a wee run out there. Boys, it just showed the talent we have on the team, you know.
Yeah. 2-9 to 4 points up at half time. You really, you're home and hosed.
Ah, well, the game was over at half time. It was just a matter of seeing it out. But I suppose we leaked a bit too much in the second half. But listen, that's the way them games go. And you always, from experience, you know, if you're racking up 8 goals on one side, you always tend to leave a few gaps there in the back. You know?
It was a strange kind of game, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. That's what, listen, I said, Bundoran decided to have a go for it. And instead of just parking the bus, and the spaces was there, and we have the athletes of the team.
And I suppose we saw the strength and depth as well. You know, you had James Carroll coming off the bench, you had Jason McBride, Dan McBride, you know, serious talent.
Yeah, we had good subs coming on. We had James, Peter came on, Dan McBride, Shane Ferry. Like, Shane Ferry's a he's a kind of under 20 player, like, you know, so it's just you need that squad, you know.
Yeah. Championship favourites from a long way out after winning the league, I suppose, and really that puts you up now, really in the shop window.
Well, listen, if you put up that score, you're going to be talked about now. Like but you put yourself out there, you just have to how you handle it now. And I suppose there's enough experience on the team, in the team, to know how to handle it. I know we have a lot of young players, but there's a lot of experience there too. You know,
and I think there's a great maturity in that crop of young players as well.
Listen, that under 21 team, like this Tom Bouts team that came through there, like they're very mature lads, like they're really great lads, you know, and they don't know anything but winning it since they're
looking forward now to a semi-final against Sean McCool, surprise winners yesterday against St. Michael's.
Yeah, they were, but they were deserved winners out of the game, and they were very comfortable then, and just there's some very dangerous forwards, like, so we'll have to sit down and analyse. We only have a week, so time's short. So.
Yeah, and you wouldn't know them that well, but you know.
No, well, suppose they've been in Division 2, they're up now, Division 1, but we know a lot of their players, like, you know, we know that they have 3 or 4 boys in the under 20 squad, you know, Marty Riley, Stephen Riley, all good players, but we Lafferty and Say, like, very good footballers. And